I can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Tracy Timmons with the Word of Mom Radio Network, and I am here with someone that I am very excited to share with you. Aurora Sattler is the author of The Ultimate New Mom's Cookbook. The Ultimate New Mom's Cookbook is a guide for first-time parents navigating the new world of prenatal nutrition, baby purees, and picky eaters. This book eases your transition into parenthood and sets the foundation for your child to be a healthy and adventurous eater from the first day of your pregnancy through the toddler years. Previously, Aurora worked as the creative director of many kitchens, an e-commerce site that promoted the best small batch artisanal food through the nation. Prior to that, she owned her own New York City catering company and wrote for Chili Pepper magazine. Wow, Aurora, I'm tired already reading your bio. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you. And before we learn a lot, I just want to tell everybody that I was telling you before we started talking, and most of the listeners already know that I call myself a mompreneur because we always say that mompreneurs don't have to give birth, but I even like to change it to auntpreneur for me because I'm very proud to be an aunt and a godmother to lots of great children, and I actually care for some of my nieces on a regular basis, and one of my nieces is an aspiring chef, and I was excited to bring your book because my one cousin, who is like a sister to me, has five children between the ages of 10 and the baby's almost two, so she's a little past the beginning part of the book. But those family-friendly meals are always a big deal, like that's such a huge thing. And Ella, yeah, who is the middle child, the third of the five, is 7 years old, and she started helping me literally when she was three to cook, and her mom, obviously. And she is so excited. We haven't actually had time to sit down and do anything yet, but we've already started looking through it and looked at some of the recipes.
Oh, I love that.
So it was a great thing for me to be able to bring to her, and I know that we're going to be able to use it because it's something that both their mom and I are always working on with the kids, is finding stuff that are healthy but that they really enjoy and find fun to eat.
Yes, so, that's so important. I know, it's funny, my son actually calls this his cookbook now because he was so instrumental in being a part of it.
Yeah, definitely. So tell me, what got you started to where you felt that you needed to create this book?
So the book basically came about, I was working in food media, and as I was pregnant with my son, and then as I had my son, I basically just felt that there was a miss in the market, that there were all these cookbooks that were for babies, all these cookbooks that were for pregnant women, and then all this information that just kind of keeps on piling on you and piling on you and piling on you. And I kind of thought, couldn't you just put it all in one place? You know, couldn't you just have all the recipes that you need from pregnancy through getting ready for baby with like pantry meals and freezer meals, through breastfeeding foods, through introducing solids, all in one cookbook? And
right.
I basically filled the void of what I didn't have when I was pregnant with my son. He's my firstborn. Mm-hmm. And I tried to create something that was really helpful for first-time moms, because as a first-time mom, you're learning everything for the first time. And there's a lot to learn. There's,
right.
I mean, what stroller to pick. You can spend days, weeks on that.
Right.
And then it comes to nutrition, and you start making decisions that are really important. So just helping people, kind of giving the advice and the guidance and the, like, fail-proof recipes that I didn't have, and putting it all together so that people aren't trying to catch up with the baby. They're already kind of one step ahead. So having a cookbook that's chronological, and you can just move chapter to chapter depending on, you know, what your child needs.
Well, and that's what I really love about what you've done with this book, is that, as you were saying, there's so much to think about when someone's first having a baby. And I personally have done a lot of work in the last few years. I'm a health coach, and through doing this show, you know, we have this Mindful Healthy Habits show here on Wednesdays, and, you know, I've talked to so many different people, and it's interesting how the same themes come up over and over again, but coming at a different angle with some of the different mompreneurs that I talk to. You know, you've written a cookbook, and then I have someone else who actually has a nutrition plan, and then someone else who has created a diet, and yet these same themes of, you know, starting out right. Like, I think so many of us, if we had a mom that had your cookbook when we were born and started us out in the beginning that way, as opposed to, you know, just flying by the seat of her pants because she spent all the time buying the stroller in the crib, and now it's just like, oh God, what do I feed the baby? You know?
Point of the book was so you don't starve in the process, because so many people will put their baby first and then they're scrounging off, I mean, last night's takeout, you know, and the goal of this book was really to be able to feed the entire family, to save time and to use recipes that really will help everyone eat and eat well.
Right, exactly. And I think you've really, you satisfied that goal, because as I was just saying, when I started to look through, because I was trying to decide when I got your sample, obviously we like to have the sample and to be able to look through it and to be able to say, wow, this is great, we've tried it, we love it, and I'm always happy when I have a guest where I can say that. But then, of course, you know, I like to actually make use of it. You know, I don't want to just have you send me a sample that then I'm going to stick on a shelf. And I was trying to think about, you know, and because I'm with these kids every day, and like I said, Ella being the aspiring chef, she's the first one I think of when I have a cookbook, and I looked at it, and I looked at what the recipes were, and I actually immediately texted a picture of the table of contents to my cousin, and just like, do you think Ella would love making, and she read it, she's like, oh my God, that looks fantastic, like just even looking at the names of the dishes. And I think that's what's really cool, because like you said, there are so many books now that'll teach you, you know, what you can puree to make baby food, or there are books that will teach you what you should eat when you're pregnant, or there are books that have family-friendly recipes, but the fact that you've taken it and put it all in one place so that as you're building your family, you have a how-to guide right in front of you, and I'm definitely one of those people that gets annoyed. Like, if you make me read four different books, I'm just not going to read any of them.
You know? Yeah, but also, it just takes up so much space, and I didn't want a book that had a shelf life of 6 months. Some kids transition really fast from purees. My two kids are absolutely different eaters. And I've lived through this cookbook now with two of them, and they couldn't have more different tastes when it comes to the flavor profiles they like, the textures they like.
Yeah.
So I also worked with a lot of moms whose children are different, so that the book is designed chronologically, but you can skip ahead. If your child is more of a finger food eater and really enjoys feeding themselves, you just move along in the chapters, and you know, and the same thing too. And some people kick themselves for like children who enjoy purees for longer periods of time.
But if
their
that's what they
at
like.
Different points. Exactly.
Yeah, you're
they're
getting
eating.
The nutrition.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's interesting because in my family, most of our babies have been that opposite one that you talked to, or the first one. Like, they hardly ever even do. Like, they pretty much, they're being breastfed and then they're eating solids. Like, they always jump right over that other step, which, you know, is fine if you get there and you're making sure they're not choking themselves, I guess.
Yeah. It was funny. For the purees, what I did for the cookbook, too, was I really just tried to remind people, any restaurant you go to uses purees. We all eat purees as adults. It's just we call them different things, like a smoothie or a soup.
You know, exactly. So we don't call it baby food, but it's still, And look, what do we want? What do we want when we're sick and we're feeling like babies? We want soup and we want, you know, mushy food.
it's comfort.
I mean,
it doesn't have to be mushy. Like, even if I repurposed a lot of the purees that I made for the cookbook back into adult meals. And you just, it just is a manner of like toppings. Like, I do a carrot cumin soup that is just carrot puree, you know, mixed in with coconut broth, and you put pumpkin seeds on top, and there you have the texture. It doesn't have to feel like you're eating baby food, but you are eating a puree.
Right. Yeah. That sounds really great. So I guess that sort of fits into, you know, I know that baby-led weaning is a very popular movement right now. So the book kind of deals with that in the sense that it's not automatic, like at 3 months a baby eat this and at 6 months a baby eat that. You kind of let the baby tell you what they want.
Yeah. So the thing that I've actually looked into a lot of books on baby-led weaning, and I just have the philosophy of really my family is omnivorous. When I was writing this cookbook and I was talking to the publisher, they really wanted to know, you know, are you coming from somewhere where you know, is this a gluten-free cookbook? Is this, you know, is this this? Is this this? And I really, my cookbook is geared towards everyone trying to, there's a lot of vegetarian, there's a lot of vegan. It's not specifically vegetarian. It's not specifically vegan. It's omnivorous with options of meals to cook, but also methods of how to cook them. So with the purees, I try to do different techniques like roasting, boiling, just different things to give different textures. And as far as baby-led weaning, it's a wonderful technique if your baby likes solid food and if they like it early. It's great to know how to break a meal into its component parts so the baby that's experimenting with picking up foods can, you know, have a variety of different foods to eat that are easy for them to eat, that there's something that they can actually grasp, something that they can do themselves. Teaching your kid to eat themselves is wonderful. Right. So that's why a lot of the meals that I have do have that principle without that in that entire philosophy being the premise of the cookbook. But at the same time, there are kids like my son who did not want to feed himself. I mean, he's perfectly happy being fed. I mean, he's still perfectly happy being fed, if I'm honest with myself. He's just an active kid. You know, meals are not his priority.
Right,
but my daughter is like clockwork, who will tell you when a meal's ready, and to the point where she's a baby and she wants to hold a fork, she wants to use a spoon, you know, more advanced techniques that she wants to really do. She doesn't want to just pick stuff up with finger. She wants to eat the way mommy eats and will steal food right off my plate.
Right.
I think it's important to not try to pigeonhole your child into an expectation that you have for them. And this cookbook hopefully allows parents with all temperaments of kids to give good meals for them that are easy for them.
And how old are your kids now, Aurora?
My kids now, my son is going to be 4 next month, and he's super excited about that. And my daughter is 13 months.
Wow.
I guess
so
I'm
you're really,
still right
you're
in
really,
the thick
you're,
of it.
You're living, yes, I was going to say, you're living it right now.
And I actually created the book with my son, but I published it, and I gave him the final manuscript literally a week before I gave birth to my daughter.
Oh, wow. How incredible.
So talking about momtrepreneurs, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. And I guess, though, what I'm also impressed with, too, though, is, you know, I would almost have seen it being a more natural progression that you would have written the books we're talking about that are out there already. You know, you would have written the puree book while your son was a baby. And then as he grew is when you realized, oh, I want this book that covers the whole family. Like, how did you know right off the bat that you wanted to focus on the whole family?
Honestly, I just saw so many people getting rid of their puree cookbooks and their baby cookbooks because, and I mean, I live in New York, so if people are done having kids, they tend to just get rid of stuff fast. You know, a lot of families here have one kid,
right,
you know, and they're done. So really, it was just, I wanted, and I even wrote this in the introduction to the cookbook, I wanted a cookbook that was like, going to be dog-eared, food-stained, you know, reference back to. I have cookbooks that my mom and I shared, like these old, old cookbooks, but I mean, I'll keep them because there's 3 recipes in it that are just, you know, I wouldn't make it any other way. You know, so I wanted this cookbook to have longevity to it.
So it actually
had value for a family.
Right.
You know, it's not an immediate purchase that you use and you toss out. It's a purchase where the family meals alone, I'm still feeding them for my family. My husband's convinced so many of his single friends to buy it just because he's like, you've had my wife's fish tacos. And they're like, oh, yeah, those are good.
They're in the book.
And he'll convince people who don't even, they're not even married, and they buy the cookbook because they want to make the fish tacos.
They
want to
make the fish tacos,
the
yeah. Well, that's great. So that's kind of what led to the title. It's the ultimate new mom's cookbook, as in, you were kind of focused on being a new mom in terms of what drove you here, but that it's the ultimate cookbook and that really it's anybody can use it.
Yeah, we settled on mom, but I was trying to keep gender out of the title for the longest time with the publisher.
Yeah.
It was very hard to come up with a title. I was just trying to really make it for new families. I mean, this cookbook is ideal when it comes to new families because it's all that key information. And I worked with a nutritionist, Allison Childress, who's amazing. And she's a fellow mom herself, but she also has, you know, her PhD and has so much expertise that I didn't personally have from a medical background that lended that to this cookbook as well. And I think that with every chapter that you're changing into a different stage of a family, she's given nutritional advice, that helps you, you know, what you need to eat, like what you should and shouldn't eat when you're pregnant, which a lot of people have. But then also, you know, guides for people who are a little bit fussy with what they want to eat.
Right.
Guides for, we even have a funny one that was like dates for your third trimester. You know, basically when people get stuck and they're like, oh, I can't even go on a date. I'm, you know, I'm large, I'm uncomfortable. What am I supposed to do? And we came up with a list of things that basically, you know, you want those things so badly after you have a kid and you can no longer do them, but you don't think of them at the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so cool. Aurora, I'm going to ask you to give us a moment. We're going to take a quick pause
sure.
just to say thank you to our sponsors for today. And I want to dig a little bit more into your catering background and Allison and the scientific parts and just hear a little bit more about how you use that to make this really the perfect cookbook.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
I told my boss I was terrified to face the day. He told me the roads were clear, to man up and get going. Before I knew it, I had a full load of the wildest, most savage creatures on the planet. They came prepared today. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words are the only weapons here. Insulting gestures are bee stings ripping away at my confidence. Whispers create laughter, and I know I'm the only joke here. My heartbeats turn into a bass drum, sending shockwaves through my chest. The numbness in my arms can only be compared to their numbness to my feeling. Everyday abuse leaves scars that last forever. 32 years on this planet, all broken down by 32 elementary school kids.
This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you that anyone, even teachers, can be bullied. For more information about what to do about it, call 403-447-4404. Or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
And I'm back. This is Tracy Timmons on the Word of Mom Radio Network. We're here on the Mindful Healthy Habits show, and I'm talking with Aurora Sattler, the author of The Ultimate New Mom's Cookbook. And we just learned just before the break that, and I'm sure, Aurora, your publishers, you know, mom is a big selling point, I guess, right now. It's a word that you want in searches and stuff like that, and that's why they pushed you to have it. But that you were even trying to keep that out of the title in the sense that it really is for anybody. And the more we're talking, I knew that before I even got on the phone with you, but I'm finding that it really is. And we had just started to touch on your work with Allison Childress, who is a professional dietitian, and how she helped you to put together some of your ideas, and also how you had a background in catering. So I want to hear a little bit more about how those two things really influenced this and made it, you know, much more professional than just, you know, mom's passing recipe cards around.
Thanks so much. So really, I think something that was very important in working with Allison is this is a cookbook that is designed for young children. And moms want to have the reassurance and the medical know-how that the recipes that we're giving them are not only solid and they're tasty and the kids will like them, but that they're also giving the right building blocks for kids as they grow.
Right.
Another thing that Allison added was she did have these really wonderful guides throughout the chapters. There's a guide on if your child's constipated or if your child's, you know, basically like runny, there are foods that you can just naturally eat to help with that, you know, but then also when to call in for help. There's things like food allergies, signs of them, how to deal with them, tips for picky eaters. Just all this information that's mm-hmm. readable at a glance. It's it does not look like a textbook. We tried to keep primary, vibrant colors, bullet points of information, because you just don't have that much time as a new mom. You're not going to read five books.
Right.
You want the information and you want it at your fingertips.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was saying to you. For me personally, yeah. You tell me I need 5 books, then I'm going to read none of them.
Yeah.
At least try to give it to me in one, and I might actually use it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I love what you said about your niece, and basically just that it should be fun. It's food, you know. It shouldn't. It's food. It's family. It should be fun. The whole goal of this is to take some of the weight off, make it easy, make it enjoyable, make a family meal not a chore again.
Yeah, I was just going to say, recently she really impressed me because I think, again, I'm not going to lie, and everybody knows this about me. You know, I've had weight issues and this and that, and I have a lot of psychological issues around eating and food, and I'm not afraid to say it because a lot of people in the world do. But the interesting thing is, I think one of the things is, you know, I've always loved food, and yet time was always an issue for me, so I don't necessarily take the time to make things fun, make things interesting. And like the other day, I cut up an apple for her, but then she took the time before she ate it to sit and arrange the apple slices on her plate and make a little flower out of it. And I just watched her and I went, wow, you know, she's enjoying an apple. She's making eating an apple really fun. And I think that's a great thing that your cookbook is going to help bring to people too, is that idea of it, you know, not just shoving a puree under the kid's face while you run and do something else, you know, that there's, you're making something out of making the meal.
Yeah, and it's, the effort has a reward in it, like you said.
Right, right.
These meals are designed to be fast, but the reward is that they are tasty. They are tasty for everyone, and they are vibrant and full of colors, and, you know, that's one of the wonderful things, like what you said about your nieces, about children. They make you slow down.
Right.
You cannot go as fast as you're used to going, and sometimes it makes you want to pull your hair out. But they see the smallest things, and they're new to them. I mean, that actually got me excited about cooking for kids, because really the first time you give them these first tastes are the first time they've had them.
Yeah.
You know, if you breastfeed, they might have had, like, I guess a sense of them, or, you know, like, especially if you're eating garlic or something, you know, they might have like tasted some component of that flavor. But really, it's like, I take my son and my daughter with me grocery shopping, and they want to be a part of it. Like, they're picking up, they have an appreciation for it. And I think that that's so important with young kids, to bring them into the process. Yes, they cannot use knives, even though my kids want to, you know, like, you're not ready yet, here's your plate set, you know, but they can be a part of a lot of it. And I think that the more you engage kids, the more you get them to come and be a part of the meal, the more they get you seeing you cooking. Those small things, they create better nutritional habits really at the get-go. Like, if they see you making healthy choices, if they see you, if they should go shopping with you, if they see you cooking, if they see you eating your vegetables, surprise, they're going to be more apt to eating vegetables themselves.
Right, right, totally, exactly. So what has surprised you? So you started to plan this book out, and obviously, you know, you were a caterer, you involved a dietitian, you involved lots of other moms, so you really went about this, you know, I wouldn't say scientifically in the sense of, like, you know, making it dry and boring, but just you really tried to make sure that there was a plan in this, and yet you were just giving birth to your first child when you started planning this out, and now you have a 4-year-old and a 13-month-old. What did you not expect when you were putting the book together? What have you learned that's different than what you were expecting?
Oh, I guess that's on the entrepreneurial side. So I put all this work into having the book, and then I'm very ambitious, and I have just these gross expectations of what I can achieve versus what's possible. And I think a lot of us have those, you know, it's like vision versus reality. And so I thought, you know, oh, I'm going to have this new baby. You know, I've already done the making the cookbook, promoting it's going to be so easy as a first-time author. You know, you know, I'm savvy. And I think that realizing it's an entirely separate job, promoting and getting the word out there about this book, and I'm really proud of it. But the difference is, you know, getting eyeballs on it, getting people to know about it. Yes, it's on Amazon, but so are like 10 million other books, you know.
Right.
How do you get, and if I, and I'm not personally famous, you know.
Right,
so
right,
how
right.
How do you even
get yourself to be the book that pops up in the search? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, how do I get this resource into the right hands? And I think that that was probably one of the biggest eye-openers, and also that 2 kids, your work isn't just like at a kid. Oh, it's so much more.
Oh, right. I think 2 kids triples the work over one kid.
And
then having
true.
A third kid just
so
multiplies
true.
It by a million, because then now they outnumber you. So
yeah, that's, I know. I'm like, we're done.
That's why my cousins with five, I didn't know how she did it, and now that I'm helping to take care of them, I see that it is possible, but it is. Having five all trying to go in different directions, that's really incredible.
I tip my hat. I really do tip my hat to families that are larger, because the amount of planning just to get kids out the door, you know, I really do. I tip my hat.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's next for you?
Next is... It's a side dream that I actually do really want to make a children's book, not actually cooking related. That's my next, I guess, creative outlet. I have a background in visual arts too, so I would love to create and illustrate a children's book. And I already have like my idea in place, and it's just kind of like percolating in my head. And I think that also because I'm so in the thick of it with kids, and knowing how much It took me a couple of years to like finish this cookbook. Even though when I finally had a publishing deal, it rolled around really fast. Mm-hmm. I think getting the idea in my head, I shot all the images, so I photographed the cookbook as well. I wrote, I photographed, I recipe developed, and
wow.
I think just
this is
I really
your
bit off
book.
A lot.
It's really your book.
I bit off a
book.
Lot with that. Yeah.
So
I think. Just a slight veering off course from the culinary department, just as far as like my creative process of what I want to do next. I would love to do a children's book.
Good. So tell us where everybody can find the cookbook.
Okay, great. So one, you can visit my website where I have links to purchase the cookbook. That's aurorasattler.com. But the book is available on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, and a lot of other outlets. You basically just type in the Ultimate New Mom's Cookbook and you'll see it flash up. It's available in Kindle, and also the cookbook itself is paperback, but it's full color throughout, and almost every recipe has a color photograph, and it's 80-plus recipes.
It's really gorgeous, you guys. And just to make sure, the website is Aurora Sattler, AuroraSattler.com. And, of course, as always, the links will be on the show description and on the blog post on our website, and of course on our social media posts as well, because I really recommend this book to everybody listening. And as Aurora was saying, certainly if you're about to be a new mom or have a young baby, it's almost imperative that you get it. But honestly, if you just want to be able to make some fun family-friendly meals, it's a great cookbook. Aurora, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. It really was a pleasure.
And definitely keep us posted if you write that children's book. We want to hear about it.
I will. I know it's a funny thing, but I think probably having my son and going through the stages between 2 and 4, there are so many cognitive jumps and like behavioral jumps that I just have like this perfect idea of basically teaching real life lessons of what an actual hero is, because he's obsessed with superheroes, but in tangible ways that a kid can break down of what makes a good person.
Oh, that is excellent. Please get back in touch with us when you're done. I want to hear
about it.
I will. All right,
and
Aurora, make today a great day. Thank you so much. Everybody go to aurorasattler.com or look for the Ultimate New Mom's Cookbook on Amazon or all the other places. Thanks, Aurora.
Thank you so much for listening to today's Mindful Healthy Habits with Tracy Timmons. It is always great to find ways that our families can get together on making family-friendly recipes and eat healthy. And the Ultimate New Mom's Cookbook is a great way to do that. Please turn in tomorrow to the Mompreneur Model Show. Dori DiCarlo and I got together to continue our ongoing conversation with Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, who is also the head of the Moment of Kindness Foundation. And we are dedicated to helping her with her work, which is to change the language surrounding bullying and to create a world where nobody is a bully or a victim. Remember to please be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, to be yourself. On behalf of Dori DiCarlo and myself, make today a great day. And as we so often do, I'm going to close out with the great song that Kelly Lewis and Wendy Kilman have so graciously shared with us from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. Dory sings at the beginning of the show about how I am a woman, W-O-M-A-N, reminding us that we can have it all. It's not just one or the other. We're not dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. And then we want to remind you that it's not just Dory and me, but that sure, strong, true, brave, bold woman. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yeah, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yeah, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
Adds value and hope. Has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late. Never time to behave.
Reaching for dreams. Doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself. Unleashed from her cage. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.